Of course, we have all kinds of fun between denominations. Methodists and Baptists have always had fun over who was dipped in the right amount and under how much and all that sort of thing. And real cute experience, which really happened several years ago. There was a Methodist minister and a Baptist minister, both of whom, who had a terrific sense of humor, lived in this community and were both active members of the same service club, Rotary or something like this. And when they met each week, each one of these men would alternate having the invocation, and each one would in some way, before he had his invocation, allude to the fact that, today we're to be led in prayer by a man who is closer to God than the man last week, and they would sort of tease each other back and forth. Well, it was a good spirit. And one day the Methodist minister got up to speak, and he called his Baptist friend up to stand by him. He said, "Now, we've had a lot of fun in this club for years," but he said, "I thought we ought to just really kind of iron this thing out once and for all." And he said, "Now, George, if I were to come to you in your church and come out in your baptistry, are you having trouble hearing me?" "Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'll get a little closer. How's that?" "Good. Thank you." And now, if there's some feedback, somebody's going to have to twist that thing somewhere. Anyhow, these fellows stood there, and the Methodist minister says to the Baptist minister, "Now, if I got out in your baptistry up to the knees and let you sprinkle water on me," he said, "wouldn't that do?" And he said, "Not on your life. You know it wouldn't do." He said, "Well, what if I waded out hip deep and then let you pour water on me?" He said, "No, it wouldn't work. You know it wouldn't work." He said, "Well, what if I got out armpit high?" And he said, "It won't work, you know." And he said, "Okay, what about up to the chin?" He said, "No." He said, "What about to the hairline and then let you sprinkle me?" He said, "No." He said, "Then I'm right. It's just the water on top that counts." And sort of scrunched him one, you know. So